Jesse Goldberg Strassler joins us. He's a play-by-play guy at Lansing, so he's actually seen these guys pitch. Jesse, thanks so much for doing this. Let me ask you, 1 to 3, best to worst. Not to put you on the spot, but of those
three. And your opinion matters.
Yeah.
They will go to the big leagues in whatever order you say.
Exactly.
So be very careful.
Except
here.
Now Nicolino will go to the bigs with Miami.
Yeah, this year.
So it changes things a little bit. No, the problem is when you evaluate them, you can't simply say best pitcher. Mm-hmm. Syndergaard is the Texan hoss. You know, he throws the angry fastball, and he's coming right downhill and breaking bats. And Sanchez, his fastball is electric, but his curve is something else. And Nicolino and he are best friends. And Nicolino has that great changeup, and he helped Sanchez take his changeup from in 2010, 2011. It was just another pitch. This year, it became one of his better pitches. And so I think if you asked a lot of experts smarter than me, Sanchez is one, Syndergaard is two, and Nicolino is three.
It was interesting because when I'd spoken to a couple of people with the Marlins after the deal was done, and it's like anything else. I mean, different organizations have different scouting reports on guys. And it's funny, the Marlins guy told me, well, yeah, Nicolino was our guy. Like, you know, right from the start, that was the name that we brought up. And I just find it fascinating. There's, you know, because I said to him, gee, that's odd, because most people I know in the Jays organization, if you ask them that question, they'll do exactly what you did. You'll get some discrepancy between Syndergaard and
Sanchez.
It all matters. What do you value in a pitcher? If I asked you guys, what's your favorite band? Well, whatever you value in music,
sure,
that's going to dictate it. Nicolino is smart. He has the pitch ability, especially for a young guy. When he's out there on the mound, he'll make it look easy. Sanchez and Syndergaard are dominating. If you like your fireballing Texan, if you like your guy who comes out and challenges, gets ground balls, gets broken bats, that's Syndergaard. And if you like your really high ceiling, the sort of guy who's a Verlander type, that's Sanchez. It's three very different pitchers who all have different ways to succeed in the major leagues.
How do they look in their uniform? Look, hey, he said what you value, and I'm just saying, I mean, I like a guy that looks good out there, you know?
Syndergaard is intimidating on the mound. Oh. He's 6'6", but he looks taller, and he just stares on in, and he's a nice guy off the field, but not on the mound. Sanchez is spindly and skinny, and then he starts whipping that ball in, and you start realizing, oh. And meanwhile, Nicolino will just stare in, and you realize that he's smarter than you are. He's already inside your head, and
that's
you're in
right.
trouble.
Well, see, you know, the reason I actually asked that is because a lot of times the build of a pitcher helps you predict how well they're going to hold up over time. You know, some of the bigger framed pitchers usually are your more hostile pitchers.
Yeah.
They're horses. They eat up more innings. So
I used to have managers tell me they look for a big pitcher, you want a big ass, because you want a lot of the drive to come
right.
from.
Right. Well, you know, I think that's kind of broken logic, honestly, because you see little guys like your Pedro Martinez types
that would
really whip the ball.
None of these guys are small. Nicolino's 6'3", Sanchez is 6'4", and Syndergaard's 6'6".
Wow.
So they're only, when you compare them to each other, that's when you start trying to find weaknesses. You have to compare them to normal pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I know when Pat Henkin was on, he was talking about how he looked at Syndergaard and he saw Chris Carpenter, Roy Howell. He saw guys of that build and that particular physical stature. What else can he tell us about the organization?
Where do you see them, honestly, if I may?
Yeah.
Usurp your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You've seen them throw way more than we have. So you've obviously seen them get into some kind of repetitious trouble because of some weakness that they need to fix, because they're not in the big leagues yet, and there's a lot of time. What do you see them working on or having to overcome to get to the top?
I think they have to overcome expectations. I think
really?
It's a little bit, if you tell a Star Wars fan that a movie's coming out in 2 years, those expectations are going to be sky high. Then they're starting going to try to find flaws and try to see everything coming through. Can they find any scenes? What's the casting? I think that's the major problem, is that they're still a couple of years away from really contributing. And so we start, either it's overhyping or just hyping them in a realistic sense, but trying to get excited for them and then trying to find those flaws. When they're this young, what they are right now is not what they're going to be. But all three guys are mentally tough. When they've gotten into trouble, they've gotten out of it. When the defense has let them down, let me tell you, Dirk, you understand, single-A umpires are a fun proposition.
Yeah,
there's
that
a reason they're in single-A.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a mystery out there. But no, these guys don't care. They are not emotional on the mound. If anything, they lock in all the more. Can they work on, shall we say, defense or holding a runner on? Not Sanchez. Sanchez can hold runners on great, but that's what the minor leagues are for, is to iron out all the kinks. Every single level will present a new obstacle. If they struggle at the start of next year, it happens. Mm-hmm. And then each time they punch their way on through, then they reach double A. And in double A, that's the real proving ground. Can you get out those 27, 28-year-old guys?
This is a great point. You know, we often talk about these prospects in relation to what they could be traded for at the major league level. And it creates a connection in the fans' minds that these guys are big leaguers.
Exactly.
And they're not. They haven't done anything in the big leagues yet. They do get overhyped. They do
sound
have
like Greg Zahn.
Me?
Yeah, that's Zahn's thing.
Oh.
Take your best pitcher in the major leagues going now, whoever you think it is. How long did it take him to figure out major league pitching?
Yeah, no, it's really true. Jesse, listen, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. It was great to get your insight.